to a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, September 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that Missy is running a 10-day extended Labor Day sale. Some of you have already texted me, Missy. I've sent you the screenshot of the sale. $450 off any program that you want to do. Fat burn for 20 days, fat burn for 40 days, whatever you need to lose. You need to text me, Missy. I'll send you the flyer, the link to the website, instructions on how to listen to the interviews number 2 and 4 on her website, truckerrandyhealth.com. You schedule an appointment. Mention the Labor Day sale. Whatever your customized program is going to cost, you can get $450 off. This is a 10-day special. It started yesterday, September 3rd, and runs until September 13th. If you know someone who needs to lose weight, text me, Missy. I'll send you the link, the screenshot of the flyer, information on how to go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, the clickable link, how to listen to the interviews, how to schedule an appointment, and save money. She has never done this before since being a sponsor going on almost 2 years with us. And you have to understand, this is a favor that you're doing for somebody, sending them this information. A friend, a coworker, family member, somebody you love, you want them to get healthier. Well, this is your opportunity to do it. Text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. You can simply forward it to them. Again, hold the text message down and forward it. This program has worked for me and Vicky. This is a program that will change your life. I am now 1 year past my anniversary of being at this weight, fluctuating no more than roughly 5-6 pounds up or down throughout the reset process. 217 to 220 roughly is where I'm at. I think today I was 221. So I'll watch what I eat tonight. Probably get down to 219 tomorrow, right back to 217. You learn your body. I'm not currently on the program. I'm doing this on my own. You learn the foods to stay away from. For me, it is sugar. My body hates sugar. I inflame. The scale goes up and I hurt. My joints hurt everywhere. So, Phyllis, I'm going to send you that. Tom, I'm going to send you that. You have to mention, when you file your schedule, your appointment, you have to mention Labor Day sale in order to get the savings. One thing I do want to mention, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this, men will lose weight faster than the women. Missy's talked about it. It's the baby maker thing, the hormones, the difference. Men, you do a 40-day program, you're losing 30 to 50 pounds. It's that simple. You're only skipping breakfast, eating lunch and dinner of the food she tells you to eat, the supplements she sends you to take, and you'll drop 50 pounds. Folks, that's before the November 5th election. Stop and think about this. You could be down 50 pounds before the election, heading into Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. This is absolutely wonderful program. You need to do this. I got a text message from Christine Gray. I've done the program. Now I want my daughter to do it. I've also shared it with a couple of friends. Thanks again. Christine, I'll send you the text message as well. You can share it with these friends. Motivate them to call Missy this week. This promotion ends on September the 13th. So only 9 days left in the program. You've got to do this. Share it with somebody you care about. Get on the program. Save some money. And absolutely make them healthier. They will thank you forever. Talking about Labor Day sale with Missy, this yesterday came out on MERS News Service. It was kind of interesting because I mentioned it here on the show. Over the Labor Day weekend, Kamala Harris and the Michigan Republican Party battled it out for support of workers in Michigan through their respective campaigns and press conferences. Harris advocated for the passage of the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, or referred to as the PRO Act. She did this in Detroit. Meanwhile, the Michigan GOP held a virtual press conference in response to Harris's visit in Detroit, focusing on the negative effects of electric vehicles and those EV mandates and what it would do to Michigan auto workers. In their press release, their virtual press conference, the GOP said that the PRO Act would expand labor union protections, including prohibiting discrimination against workers for taking part in strikes, banning mandatory meetings that discourage union formation, and would expand whistleblower protections. It would make it illegal for employers to act against employees reporting unfair labor practices. Harris went on to say, "We fight for the future where every worker has the freedom to organize. So when I'm president, we will pass the PRO Act and end union busting once and for all," Harris said. I'm sorry, I misspoke. The first paragraph was not from the Michigan GOP. It was, in fact, from Harris. The way they wrote this paragraph, they didn't give her credit until the end of this second paragraph. Labor unions that were in attendance at the event in Detroit included the Laborers International Union of North America, the UAW, United Auto Workers, Utility Workers Union of America, and then, of course, their favorite two unions, National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers, union teachers in our public schools. Harris criticized Trump for appointing union busters to the National Labor Relations Board, opposing minimum wage increases, wanting to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and supporting allowing insurance companies to deny coverages based on pre-existing conditions. Well, the Michigan GOP responded to Harris's campaign, holding an online conference featuring U.S. Congresswoman Lisa McClain, John James, and members of the UAW. The conference focused on criticizing the EV electric vehicle mandates. McLean said, I'm not talking about the big union bosses. I'm talking directly to the auto workers. The man, the woman that's on the production assembly line about what they're thinking and what they're feeling. Honestly, with these electric vehicle mandates, they're scared to death that they're going to lose their job producing and working on fossil fuel powered vehicles. McLean said, because the EVs require fewer parts, fewer jobs will be required to produce those vehicles. John James said that electric vehicle jobs will likely be outsourced to countries that are in a better position to actually obtain the materials needed to create electric vehicles. He also criticized the amount of funds that the Biden-Harris administration is putting into building electric vehicle infrastructure. Republican Congressman James said, we're not afraid of the future, but we demand to be a part of it. This is too much, too fast, and it's going to ruin Michigan's economy if we don't put a stop to it. Additionally, they put out a statement criticizing Harris for her ban on fracking. This is a continued war on American energy. It's going to ruin Michigan's automobile industry by banning gas-powered cars. Well, it's kind of interesting because this is another component, folks, for you to point out to people. You know, I saw a meme, I think it was Elon Musk. Surprisingly, the owner of Tesla, who produces electric vehicles, he realizes that we have a charging station problem in this country. He put a meme out, a post out on his X account that said very simply, we are already looking at alternatives to electric vehicles. It's not sustainable, and the charging stations are not readily available to help everybody in America switch over to electric vehicles. We are looking at hydrogen. That was put out by Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla. Hydrogen power, folks, is where it's going to be, not electric vehicles. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Now, y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this second hour. Continuing on with this battle for auto workers, union workers, the pro-labor movement in Michigan. One of the political consultants, George DeSantis, said that President Joe Biden holds the record as being the most pro-labor president in recent history. What? Pushing electric vehicle mandates. Something that Donald Trump has said will absolutely destroy auto workers' jobs, parts companies, putting thousands of people out of work. Well, DeSantis said Vice President Harris has been aligned by his side the whole time. Okay. So let me get this straight. You want to align Harris with Biden, is what you're saying when it comes to labor. What about Biden economics? What about the price of things in the grocery store, the price of gasoline? You can't have it both ways. See, what they're trying to say is under her economy, things will be different than they were under Joe Biden's administration. No, not so much. Actually, it'll get even worse. Additionally, the UAW filed federal labor charges against Trump and Tesla CEO Elon Musk for advocating for a legal firing of striking workers as an example of Trump acting against union interests. A certain percentage of union members resonate with the anti-establishment blue-collar message of the Trump campaign. When it comes down to which candidate they're going to support, there's only one clear track record of supporting labor, and that would be Kamala Harris. See, the thing of it is they don't get. And Donald Trump is pointing this out. I actually hope and pray they talk about it during the debate. Their electric vehicle mandate will kill auto workers' jobs. All the suppliers that supply parts to those factories. Folks, I have picked up parts at a local manufacturing company and drove them just a couple of miles away to an auto plant. They were running out of parts. They needed a full semi-load. I did it. And these were not small little manufacturing suppliers. I'm talking this one factory that I picked up at probably had 1,000, 1,500 workers in the plant. Guess what it was? A transmission plant. Transmissions for electric vehicles do not exist. Electric vehicles do not have those transmissions in them, the ones that are made for combustion engine vehicles, whether they're diesel or gas. Electric vehicles don't have transmissions like our gas-powered vehicles do. If they push these electric vehicle mandates to the point by 2040, everybody's got to be driving an electric vehicle, those jobs at that transmission facility, they go away. They die. The jobs of the UAW will be reduced. Demand for these vehicles is going to be short-lived, people. This is not a permanent industry. This is a fad. When hydrogen-powered engines become available, electric vehicles are dinosaurs. They will die overnight. I would seriously consider looking at a new hydrogen-powered vehicle. Why? Because the fuel would be so cheap. It's renewable. You're basically taking water, separating the pure oxygen from H2O, and capturing the hydrogen gas. Using that to power engines to make a vehicle move, it's going to be the wave of the future, folks. And Tesla is exploring it right now, as is other manufacturing. Companies like Toyota, they're already into it. You've got to point this information out to people. Until we get to hydrogen engines, hydrogen-powered vehicles, we need cheaper gas. Very simple. This is a very simple, simple question. Would you like $1.89 a gallon of gas again? If they say, heck yeah, vote for Donald Trump. It's that simple. Gas inflation and the price of things need to be your two-point focus. Share this information. Get these questions out there. Ask people these questions. Heck, I drive 5 miles out of my way to save 30 cents a gallon. To go from $3.50 to $3.20. $1.89, I'm all over it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King.